HIV/AIDS ministry is becoming a passion of young people. Japan's pacifism is affecting the evangelical church, and water awareness among Christian youth could help change the world. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, the HIV/AIDS pandemic is the greatest humanitarian crisis of all time, inflicting over 70 million people to date. World Vision is creating a legacy in the face of that global pandemic. World Vision's Princess Kasun Zulu says she sees a stirring in future leaders.
There is an awakening, you know, to say we want to do something, and they are ready. They're saying, Lord, what is my call?
This year marks the launch of the HIV/AIDS track, engaging faith and response. The track will help believers move forward with the right information confronting the AIDS pandemic. World Vision's Vice President Steve Haas says there's authority in working in concert with the gospel as the church breaks the silence over HIV/AIDS.
And as leaders of the church have spoken up, well then a lot of other leaders who are listening for that kind of music to act are hearing it and realizing that they can harmonize in their own specific ways.
You can help World Vision HIV/AIDS caregivers. Go to our website. Next, Japan broke two post-war taboos last week as its parliament voted to bring patriotism back into the classroom and expand its military forces. They want to rebuild national pride, ending pacifism. Asian Access's Peter Thompson told us at Urbana that pacifism affects the church.
Many churches have a very survival mentality. Our main goal is not to decrease. But what we want to see is Japan is churches that have a thriving mentality and that are excited to grow.
With less than 1% of the population evangelical Christians, it's needed. That's why Thompson's excited about their church growth model.
Typical Japanese church is about 35 people. And when we talk about church planting and reaching a new community, when you're talking about a church of 35 people, it's overwhelming. And so what we do is bring churches together that have the desire to plant a church into networks, church planting networks.
10 networks are already established. 10 more are expected in the next 2 years. You're listening to Mission Network News. More than 22,000 students from 144 countries were represented at Urbana 06, including around 100 Japanese students. A number of them came to know Christ while in the United States and developed a heart for missions. SIM missionaries Alan and Miho are excited to see how SIM's international scope and networking at Urbana are enabling missions work.
This one Japanese friend had tried to apply with SIM and had been told that if she was going to be sent out from the USA, she needed to have certain immigration things in place. But what she didn't know was that she could apply through SIM in Asia and be sent out somewhere else. And that was really encouraging to us.
With so many people still unreached, Alan says,
the task itself deserves to have people from everywhere work together. And we want to have all these cultures offering their praise to Jesus anyway. And we're going to be living it out in heaven. Why not live it out now as we're obeying him to take the gospel to every nation, make disciples of every nation.
And Living Water International was one of more than 200 mission groups represented at Urbana. Living Water Canada's Barry Hart says he was there to help students become water aware and tell of short-term opportunities in Latin America. It doesn't take experts in well drilling, says Hart, simply a heart to serve.
But basically our people are smooth-skinned, clean fingernailed people who don't know anything about well drilling, but once they've been, we teach them, they see how they can do it, they can make a difference, and by helping out somebody else, besides giving the village clean water, you realize that God's blessing you more than you imagine.
A short-term trip is a step out of your comfort zone, says Hart, but something well worth the investment.
If they see the difference that they can make in the world, then that can set a different priority for their lives.
Go to our website for information on trips with Living Water International. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.